KSL News Time is 6:49. Another check of triple team traffic on this Thursday morning. And back to the traffic center, we begin with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we start with some slowing on I-15 already in place now, going up between Draper and the South Interchange. It's heavy and slow in those right lanes especially, but volumes have increased a bunch. Bangor Highway 5600 West, both slowing in the Kearns portion of the drive, and then a little bit better, but still busy in West Valley all the way up to 201. And it looks like the crash on Minuteman Drive just off of I-15 has been cleared up. I'm Andy Farnsworth, Eric.
Right now we're looking pretty good in Utah County with dry roads throughout the whole stretch of I-15 from Spanish Fork up to Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road also looking good, and the city streets are still filling in Provo and Orem. Heather?
We've got a crash southbound I-15 in Far West. This is right at the 1800 North overpass on I-15. And it looks like cars may have been just moved off to the right shoulder, but I believe it was blocking lanes. So traffic is backing up toward 2700 North in the North Ogden area. Once you get past that, you have fairly good speeds, but you're slightly under the speed limit between Kaysville and 600 North due to damp road conditions. Odyssey Dance Theater is back, and it's thriller time. Ogden, Park City, Provo, Logan, Richfield, Tuacon, and St. George, and of course, Kingsbury Hall. Go to odysseydance.com for tickets and details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.